Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. 2024 is fast moving along. In fact, it's already been 6 months since Volkswagen's Scout Motors broke ground on their state-of-the-art electric vehicle manufacturing plant in the Midlands of our state, and they expect to have their first building ready for equipment installation by the end of this year. So how has economic activity in the area been affected so far this year as a result? Jeff Rubel is director of the Richland County Economic Development Office. Jeff, welcome back to the program.
Well, thank you, Mike.
So give us an idea of the pulse of economic activity around the Midlands right now as a result of what's happening with Scout Motors.
Certainly, it's a huge increase in general activity, and a lot of it is directly due to Scout. From our office's standpoint, our first job right now is delivering on the commitments we made to Scout. Part of the inducement package to Scout was the process of grading the site. And if you've driven down I-77 in Blythewood, you can see that's not a minor undertaking. It's a huge, huge site. I think there's about 500 construction workers on the site on any given day, and they're filling up hotels and eating lunches. It's been great for the local economy. We're getting ready to start making road improvements. So those are being engineered now, but those include a new interchange, a new rail line into the site, and a bridge over I-77 for the rail. You know, Mike, I think workforce has always been important to our efforts. But with 4,000 new careers at Scout, coordinating a strategic approach across all the workforce providers has become a top priority for us. And not just for Scout, but really for all the employers in the area. So we're actively exploring strategies to address workforce housing, mobility, and affordable childcare. Mike, last, I would suggest that manufacturing has always been a focus of the state and of the region. And we'll continue with that focus, especially with potential Scout suppliers looking in the area. And we are starting to see those folks looking around.
All right. So I live out there in that Blythewood area, and I've noticed that there's a lot of land clearing going on here and there, which indicates, I guess, maybe new housing developments being built and maybe new commercial establishments, all I'm going to assume as a result of the expected surge of workers coming into the area.
Our hope is that the majority of the workers at Scout already live here. So we're trying to increase the career opportunities for our citizens. But that said, there still is going to be a percentage of people, folks that will move here for those jobs. And absolutely, you'll see residential growth that accompanies that. But that area where you live in Blythewood has been a pretty attractive area for a number of years. So what you're seeing somewhat is a continuation of a trend that's already there.
All right, now tell us a little bit more about what is going on countywide. Richland County is sort of a good-sized county, and I'm sure there are more economic development projects on the horizon or already underway.
Yes, there's any number of companies still looking here. So a number of developers want to follow Scout. So there's a good deal of industrial speculative activity. But in addition to that, there are companies looking to move here completely independent of Scout. What we've taken is a much more selective approach. We don't want to just throw jobs on already hot labor market. So we're being very selective in the types of companies we want to attract here. So specifically, we're looking for high wage companies or companies provide high wages and also companies that help us to diversify the economy. One success story we've seen in Richland County has been Rightdose. They're kind of the flown underneath the radar, but they're now up to about 500 to 600 employees. They compete directly with a company that more people are familiar with, Nephron. But they have demonstrated to us that we have a pretty good workforce over life sciences, and that's encouraging, and it's kind of directing us to be more aggressive in that market. We think we can be a life science target just in general. So that's one area that we're looking into, how to grow in that sector. North Carolina's had tremendous success, and we think Columbia, South Carolina can see similar successes.
Well, Jeff, thank you so much for spending time with us today and the update.
Very good. Thank you, Mike. Thanks for having me on the show.
Jeff Rubel is director of the Richland County Economic Development Office. He joined us by phone from his office in Columbia. And we will have a link to his office posted at our webpage so you can find out what's going on. And that'll be posted at southcarolinapublicradio.org. Just look under programs and there you will find our show. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.